Lauren Sagala told the University of West Virginia that she would play soccer there 2 years ago. It wasn't official, though, until Lauren signed on the dotted line on February 1st.
I chose West Virginia because I love the pride from the school, and since they don't have any professional sports there, like, everybody from West Virginia comes to support the school.
Sagala goes to Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. No other player is remotely close to her school record 120 goals. In 2014, her team went to the state finals for the first time in any sport in the school's 80-year history. She had her signing day earlier this month at her school.
The people who love you are there to support you and your decisions that you made, and you should be recognized for that.
Glastonbury High also has a great player moving on to the next level. Danielle Brinkman anchors the defense for the only team in Connecticut history to ever win at least 60 straight games. Last November, Brinkman and her teammates won their third straight state championship. She'll play at Seton Hall next year.
So after I narrowed down my search to my major, I started looking around. And I love Seton Hall's athletics because it was also very focused on soccer in the Big East because there's no football to compete with, or like lacrosse.
Sagala and Brinkman both said in their interviews that their colleges took signing day for girls' soccer pretty seriously, so it pushed them to publicize their decision. At least 19 girls that are graduating in 2017 from CIAC schools will play NCAA Division I soccer. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.